And I'm what?
I hear what you're saying, preacher. But I am not that smart. And folks, we're talking about a leader. Somebody leading the people of God. I do understand that the spirit of religiosity tells you that you're supposed to be humble at all times. And we're supposed to be humble. But there are situations in life that we have been misled by the clergy cloud. So what's the title of my meditation tonight? Is you are smart enough. There is a bunch of people out there that are living in misery, thinking that they are not smart. This morning I spoke to you about dealing with the prospect of failure. And we have been so messed up in our way of thinking that we either go one extreme or the other. Now, there are some smarty pants out there that knows nothing, and they think that they know everything. Now, we as God's people have to learn to establish balance. Many of us in the Church of the Living God tonight have this kind of deceptive mindset that will permeate our thinking and will keep us limited in what we can do. When we think that we are not smart enough, we are just muzzling ourselves and limiting us in what we can do. When we think that we are not smart enough, we are limiting what kind of influence we can have in our world. And I'll tell you this. This nonsense of I'm not smart enough, it's one of many tools the devil will use to try to make you and us feel inferior. I'll say it again. This nonsense of thinking that we are not smart enough, it's another tool the devil uses to try and make us feel inferior. Lately, the Lord has been dealing with me and is getting rid of all religion in me. I just told you recently that I was fooled. And by the way, the times when I taught you this way, I want you to forgive me because I was lied to. The book says that we shall lay hand on the sick and they shall recover. Never told me that I have to lay hands on the sick and pray for them. But the religious spirit tells us we have to lay hands and pray for them. Now we have the buttheads, one that will say, well, James said that you're sick, call the elders and let them anoint you and pray for you. That's true. But it doesn't say that we should anoint and lay hands. So what are you saying? If I'm going to anoint you, I will pray for you. But if I'm going to lay hands on you, I don't have to pray for you. The religious people invented this nonsense. And yesterday morning, the Lord asked, what in the Bible does it say that you should pray for your family salvation? I said, well, it's on, what? What in the Bible does it say you should pray for your family salvation? Wait a minute. And then I went to research in my database. My Lord, It doesn't. The Lord just laughed. I thought so. Whoa, 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 wait a minute, wait a minute. What? Do you mean I don't have to pray for the salvation of my family? He sent me to Acts 16:31, which I showed you this morning, which says, pray for the Lord Jesus Christ, and you and your household shall be saved. Is that what it says? Is that what it says? It doesn't say pray. It says believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Brother Harry, can you put it up there for that? Because some people are messed up in their heads right now. Acts 16:31. And then I had to ask God forgiveness for sinning. I said, I was fooled by the religious spirit. Somebody said, well, my mom and my daddy prayed for my mom for 20 years and she got saved. She got saved because God sent the right person, the right moment to get her into the kingdom. So they say, pray on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. It does say nothing about prayer. It says for believe. So, what do you mean? He meant believe, you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to be the first one to be saved. Then God will bring in your household. Hallelujah. Doesn't say to pray for them. He does say, the harvest is ready. Pray for the Lord of the harvest to send workers. So if anything, when it comes to the salvation of my family or family, we should pray for God to send the right person to talk to our beloved, to our loved ones. Is that right? When you're going to try to witness to your family, you know what's going to happen. Who do you think you are? I know you. Now you're playing all holy on me? Get out of town. Are you with me here? So what you're saying? I didn't. The Bible says that we should believe. So when I believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, my family is hooked. Because it says that I'm going to be saved, and me and my household. Watch this. May I have the New Living Translation here, brother? They replied, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. Along with everyone in your household. So what happened? Religion. Religion tells me that I have to pray for the salvation of my family. I don't. I have to believe. When I believe, I'm saved. And once I've got saved, my faith will pull them in. Are you with me so far? So little things like this is religiosity in us. And tonight I want to talk about this thing that people in the church are saying, I am not smart enough. That's a tool from the devil to muzzle you. When you say that you're not smart enough, the devil is laughing at you. It's another of his tools to try to make you feel inferior. It's another one of his tools to keep you limited on what you can do. It's another way to limit your influence in the life of society today. Here's one of the reasons that I don't like to watch TV. Most media and institutions of higher learning are not as smart as you think. What? Yeah. Just look at how the media reports on politics, social issues, family issues, the economy, the world event. You turn on a TV today, it's not like back in the 70s, early 70s, late 60s, early 70s. You turn a TV, you have the bad news coming, you have good news too, and you have something to laugh. At least down south, that's how it used to be. You turn on UTV today, if you spend 30 minutes, it's only misery, it's only problem, it's only disgrace, because they want to manipulate and control you. They've got the answers for you. And I refuse to do that because I'm not stupid. I can think for myself and I can make my own decision. They sound, or at least they try to sound, so smart. But you know what? I don't think that they even understand what they're saying half of the time. The world system is designed today to make you and I, Bible-believing people, feel like we don't know enough about what is going on. So, we will be dependent on them for information that they think they can provide. The problem, and we are too dependent on these people to get news and make up our minds, we end up being affected because these people out there, they are not controlled by the Spirit of God. Are you with me here? They will make you feel inferior and stupid and dumb. Right now, being a conservative, a Bible believing, this Christian, this evangelical. But the way that the media portrays this stuff, they want to kind of bring you and I to ridicule. Like we are not smart enough. So the whole world and the higher class education people, their system is made and designed in a way to make you feel stupid. And now the whole nonsense is against conservative. I am a conservative and I'm proud of it. I'm a Bible holder. I'm a Christ lover. And that can change. You don't like your business. Live with it. The way that they have it in the world will never be favorable to you and I, because the system out there has been designed in such a way that they're going to try to make us feel like we are fools and idiots and think that we're not smart enough. Listen to the book of John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. Watch this. Well, let's read it. We know that we are held firm by God. It's only the people of the world . Did you get that? So their system will be designed, will be made by design to cause you to feel inferior. We're stupid. Why? Because they are under the grip of the evil one. And this is why I have a headache when I'm watching TV. The whole system is designed to give me headache because it's designed by the devil. They are under the grip of the evil one. And I know some of you think, well, man, this is too much. I mean, what is wrong for me watching a little TV here and there? I'm not saying that it's wrong for you to be watching TV here and there. Your conscience should tell you that. We all will give account before God. It's just like a sister said, well, I watch Kenneth Copeland every day. I said, and what else? That's it. I said, don't lie. Well, I also, I watch 700 Club. And what else? Pastor, that's it. Don't lie to me. The Bible says you should not go before the man of God and lie. Well, here and there I watch the History Channel. Okay, we're getting somewhere now. What else? Nothing else. Don't lie. Well, sometimes the Geographic National. Now we're getting. Now what else? Can we talk? Can we change the conversation? The way that the world designed this stuff out there is to make you and I feel stupid. And many of us are not smart enough to recognize this, and many of us will utter such a statement as, I am not smart enough. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight, you're mistaken if you have ever said that. The world system is designed to make us feel like we don't know enough. I am here tonight to challenge this way of thinking. If you ever thought that you're not smart enough, I'm challenging you tonight to rethink and re-say what you say about yourself. Think about this. In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 16, tells you that you are brilliant. Listen to this. For who has known the mind of the Lord? But we. If you have the mind of Christ, you are brilliant. Don't you dare to open your lips to say that you're not smart enough. You've got the mind of Christ. And therefore, you are brilliant. Amen. Listen to the same version in the New Living Translation. Same verse. For who can know the Lord's thoughts? The Lord's thoughts. The Lord's thoughts. The Lord's thoughts. Who knows enough to teach him? Obviously, the world don't, because they lay under the sway, under the grip of the evil one. Are you with me? He goes on to say, but we understand these things. Which things? The Lord's thoughts. We understand it. Why? For we have the mind of Christ. Tell your neighbor, you're brilliant. You have the mind of Christ. Are we together so far? So don't you dare to think that you're not smart enough. That's nonsense. That's the devil trying to make you feel inferior. Don't buy into this nonsense. You are brilliant. You've got the mind of Christ. You can learn anything that you put your mind to it. You can figure out any math problem. You can figure out biology, chemistry, and anything that you put your hands on to do. You've got the mind of Christ. Therefore, you are brilliant. So, what you're saying, this is what it boils down to, folks. The Lord's mind, Jesus Christ's mind, is smarter than the smartest business professional. Say amen. Amen. The mind of Christ is smarter than the smartest educators. Amen. The mind of Christ is smarter than the smartest politicians and news makers. And this mind is in you.
Amen.
So, enough of this nonsense, I'm not smart enough. You are not only smart, you are brilliant.
Amen.
Are you with me here?
Yes.
You are brilliant. Therefore, dwell on the fact that you have the mind of Christ. Now, somebody may ask, so what does that mean to have the mind of Christ? It means very simply that you have the ability to see things the way that Christ sees it. You have the power to understand things the way that Christ understands. Are you connecting the dots here?
Yes.
When you have the mind of Christ, you have the power to understand things the same way that Christ's minds understand. You have the power to choose the way that Jesus would choose. Therefore, my beloved, stop listening to the garbage out there. You are brilliant. Tell your neighbor, you are brilliant. Number two. How do I deal with this? Expect God's wisdom today. Amen. Having the mind of Christ, expect God's wisdom today. Amen. In James 1, 5 and 6, you find this. A very well-known scripture, but I like to show you in a different translation. If you need wisdom, what should you do? Good gracious. Come on, folks. If you need wisdom, what should you do? And what will he do? And? It is okay if here and there you think, well, I think I could use some more wisdom here, Lord. All right. Although I don't believe, I don't think that any one of us is depleted of wisdom. But sometimes we're always listening to the wrong voices and the wrong radio and the wrong program and reading the wrong page on the internet. So if you ever come to that point that you think, I can make this, well, you need wisdom. Ask it to God. He's generous. He's going to give you, and he's not going to rebuke you for asking. Isn't that great? There is no God like our God. None. You serve the Most High God. So expect wisdom today. God's wisdom is available for you and I, and it is just one prayer away. Whenever you and I ask God for wisdom, God will provide it. God will give it, and he's not going to be picking on you for asking. You know, one of the good things about God, he's not like some earthly fathers. You can come and say, Dad, can I have some wisdom? Sure, son. Sure, daughter. Not like the earthly father that may say, boy, you dumb. My goodness. How many times I have to tell you to do this? Can I have an amen here? Amen. No. Our Heavenly Father, as many times as I can come to him, say, Dad, I need some help in here. Give me some understanding here, please. Gladly, he will give the wisdom, and he's not going to rebuke you and I for asking. So expect God's wisdom to start to work in you today. Now, another step, how to overcome that lousy thought, I'm not smart enough. Remember that you are constantly learning. Did you hear what I said? Let's go to Psalm 16:7. Read it with me. I will bless the Lord who guides me, even at night. Well, let me put it on the backslider translation. Watch this. The wise counsel God gives me when I'm awake is confirmed by. So, what that means? Friends, you are so smart that your mind is teaching you even while you're sleeping. Are you with me here?
Amen.
You are so smart that even while you're sleeping, your mind is teaching you. Amen. So enough of this nonsense, I'm not smart enough. Brother Harry, give me the nearly inspired version here, please. I will praise the Lord who counsels me, even at night, my heart instructs me. You are so smart that your mind, your heart is instructing you during the time that you are sleeping.
Amen.
So cut it off. That nonsense, I'm not smart enough. Another step we should take. Stop trying to measure up. I'll say it again. Stop trying to measure up. What do you mean? If you ever feel foolish or less educated than the mentally elite, God has a great surprise for you. May I have 1 Corinthians? Let's start with the New Living Translation, 1:27. 1 Corinthians 1:27. If you ever feel foolish or less educated than those who consider themselves elite, God has a surprise for you. Read it with me. Instead, God chose things the world considered foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And He chose things that are powerless. Stop trying to measure up. Are you with me here? Feeling a little foolish? Get the grip of this. God has chosen the people that the world considers foolish. But I love the way that the Backslider translation places it. And for you to understand it better, we're going to have to do 1:27-28. Brother Harry, may I have it? Let's read it. Isn't it obvious that God deliberately chose men and women that the culture overlooks and exploits and abuses? Chose these nobodies to expose the hollow pretensions of the somebodies. My Lord, I hope you're getting this. Stop trying to measure up. If the culture thinks that you are nobody, guess what? God has chosen you to show, to expose the hollow pretension of the so-called somebodies, the elite. Stop measuring up. You've got the mind of Christ. You are brilliant. You are smart. While you're sleeping, your heart is instructing you. And God has willingly chosen you, purposefully chosen you.
Amen.
Finally, here comes another challenge for you. Don't you ever, 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 ever think small again. Don't think small anymore. Never, ever again. And by the way, don't talk small either. Don't talk small either. What you're saying? Ladies and gentlemen, you are made in the image of God with His intelligence, with His understanding, with His brilliance. Not the other way around. Therefore, stop thinking small. Think of yourself this way. Talk about yourself this way. See yourself this way. You are created in the image of the great God. And you've got His intelligence, His understanding, His brilliance, because you've got the mind of Christ. I want to take you now to 1 Peter 2:9. Whenever you think that you don't know enough, Peter say, but you're not like that. I'll say it again. Whenever you think that you're not smart enough, Peter said, you're not like that. Get your act together. This is who you are. You are a chosen people. You are royal priests, holy nation. You are God's very own possession. And forgive my French, God has no dumb children. Forgive me my French. Are you with me here? As a result, you can show others the goodness of God. For he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. Let's make it a little interesting here. Brother Harry, can you give me now the backslide translation? 2, 9, and then 10, and then 12. Let's read it. But you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instrument to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he made in you. Stay with me here. Verse 10. From nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. Look at your neighbor and ask, how are you something? You are something. You are somebody. And this nonsense, well, I'm not smart enough. You'll be lied to by that piece of garbage called devil to try to make you feel inferior. You're not inferior to nobody. You are actually brilliant. Now listen to verse 12. Watch this. Live an exemplary life among the natives so that your actions will refute their prejudice. Then they will be won over to God's side and be there to join in the celebration when he's arrived. You are smart. You are brilliant. Don't you ever dare again to pray religious and say, I'm not smart enough. That's baloney. You've got the mind of Christ. You can achieve anything in your life. You can do anything that you want. You are creating the image of God. You have his brilliancy. You have his intelligence. You have his understanding. And the mind of Christ will empower you to see things like Christ does. To understand things like Christ does. So that idea that I'm not smart enough comes from the pits of hell. Reject it. I wish you would repeat with me a few things here. Why do I have to repeat? You don't have to repeat. But I want to start the disintoxication process. Say with me. I will never again, think of me in a small manner. I was made in the image of God. A big God. Now I think big thoughts. I will never again be intimidated by the mentally elite. I have the mind of Christ. I will make from this point forth wise and intelligent decisions. Because I have the mind of Christ. I think his thoughts. I understand the way he does. Therefore, I will make wise and intelligent decisions. I expect wisdom today, tomorrow, until the day I die. I expect my mind and my heart to instruct me during the night while I'm sleeping. I will never again submit to the thought that I am not that smart or I can't figure it out. Because I am smart. And I can figure things out. Because I have the mind of Christ. In Jesus' name. God bless you.